One of the more dangerous times of day for teenagers is right after school, and that is especially true in gang-infested neighborhoods in Chicago and other cities. In Chicago, police and school officials are using federal stimulus funds to try to better protect kids on their way to and from school. As we continue our series this week on youth violence, NPR's David Shaper reports on the program in Chicago called Safe Passage.
Like a lot of parents, Greta Campbell often worries about her 17-year-old daughter, a senior at Chicago's Hyde Park Academy High School on the city's south side, especially right after school.
My daughter does walk up and down these streets, and I'm really concerned about the crime and the violence that's happening these days with our youth.
Campbell notes it's not just mom who's concerned, but says her daughter worries too.
Especially since she knew a little boy that was shot and killed here, and that really hit hard. So that really got next to her after her friend was killed here. So she does have a lot of concern walking back and forth to school.
Such concerns are nothing new and actually date back decades, as getting to and from school in Chicago and other cities has been sometimes perilous for young people. But after-school violence in Chicago began to increase a few years ago when this Board of Education closed several schools and students began having to walk through different neighborhoods to get to new schools. Thomas Trotter is principal of Hyde Park Academy.
If you're a kid growing up in Chicago and you travel from Englewood to Woodlawn, you go through different gang territories. So they're a little bit alert or on edge in terms of making sure they get here safely and get back home safely. So that's always a concern.
After the brutal street fight between teens from opposing neighborhoods after school one day in September of 2009 was captured on cell phone video and went viral, showing the world the beating death of honor student Darian Albert, Chicago police and school officials ramped up what they call safe passage.
We've established unprecedented relationships with the Chicago public schools.
That's former Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss, who just stepped down this month. He says high school principals and other school officials now meet regularly with their area police commanders and call police right away when they see trouble start.
If the school officials notice that there's a problem brewing in the school, now that information is passed informally, immediately, over the telephone to our command staff, and then we can take those measures necessary to curb the violence should that problem continue on out into the community.
And school and police officials have beefed up security, especially at the end of the school day. At 2:36 in the afternoon, the dismissal bell rings, and most of the 1,800 or so students here at Hyde Park Academy head toward and out the high school's main front entrance under the watchful eye of at least a half a dozen security guards. Once outside, the students are greeted by a heavy police presence, including a handful of blue and white Chicago police SUVs and squad cars, and close to a dozen police officers who keep them moving along to their buses, to waiting rides, or on their walk home. A police helicopter often flies over potential hotspots for after-school violence around the city, and tactical police units can be moved to certain schools or neighborhoods in anticipation of possible fights or shootings based on tips from gang and school-based intelligence. But the ex-superintendent Weiss acknowledges that such a heavy police presence can be jarring, especially in communities where many kids don't trust police.
We don't want to live in a police state. And I think whenever we can gain the cooperation of the community working with the police, we have a very viable deterrent to gang violence.
So the Chicago public school system is spending nearly $5 million this year to contract with community groups and other nonprofits to provide people from the neighborhoods to stand guard and stand watch along the routes students take to and from school in the city's most dangerous neighborhoods.
How's your team? You got your count? Okay.
In an unused classroom at Hyde Park High School, Herman Rainey is gathering with his group called Leave No Veteran Behind about an hour before dismissal time. Retired or out-of-work veterans, along with a few parents, are paid about $10 an hour for a few hours before and after school to stand watch on corners and side streets looking for signs of trouble.
We're gonna post up on our locations at 2:20.
Group leaders go over the locations the dozen or so teams of two will be dispatched to. They run down any information they get from school staff or police about what they need to watch out for, from certain gang tensions to suspicious vehicles.
That's a radio check.
And they're handed two-way radios so they can quickly communicate trouble if they see it.
So I'm ready to go. It's time to go. Yeah, it's time to roll out.
Herman Rainey leads the group of mostly middle-aged and older veterans through the school hallway and out the front door about 15 minutes before the bell. Once outside, they fan out along certain routes a few blocks away from the school to various corners and potential trouble spots students will be passing through, such as this long railroad viaduct along 63rd Street.
You know, you can get mugged in broad daylight in here.
Bernard Cooks is posted at one end of the viaduct, watching younger children coming from a nearby elementary school cross paths with the teenagers coming from the high school. He says his job is to simply observe and report. Those who work on safe passage at Hyde Park Academy and other public high schools across the city are advised to not get physically involved if trouble does break out. But there's little doubt some of these veterans could get physical if necessary. Cooks served 4 years each in the Army and in the Air Force in the 1980s. But he says he's not there to be part of a show of force. Instead, he says he and the other veterans want to let the kids know that they're there and they've got their back.
We're here faithfully. We've been here since day one. Our intentions is to be here to the last day. So kids can figure out that, hey, there's somebody that actually cares about our safety, and they can feel confident going up and down these streets.
The principal of Hyde Park Academy High School, Thomas Trotter, says he likes the quiet, calming presence provided by the guys from Leave No Veteran Behind.
Yeah, I think it's some power in silence. I think it's some power in silence. They don't say a lot. They just watch. They don't get in the way. They just watch. And it's amazing, because in the mornings I come early and I see those guys there, and it's almost like they're there, but they're not there.
Trotter says the kids certainly have taken notice. He says the number of after-school fights and other incidents around Hyde Park Academy have dropped substantially since the veterans have been providing safe passage. But there are those concerned that responses such as safe passage with a heavy police or adult presence in some areas only push violent activity further away and address only the symptoms of youth violence and not the causes. David Chaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Tomorrow, one teen explains why he used a gun and how he's trying to change. For more on this series, go to npr.org.